Hello, everybody. George here. And today I am starting what could be an interesting adventure. I have here in front of me in a box my first game controller. And a little bit of a different one because the game that I want it for is something called Top Speed, which is built by a company called Playing in the Dark. It's specifically for the blind. You drive race cars on a track, and you don't see the road, but you hear it. If you're driving in the center of your track, then the sound is coming at you from the center, but if you're off to one side or the other, you'll hear that in the speakers. Anyway, this game is workable by the keyboard, even you have the right setup. But I figured it would be neat to try it with a controller of sorts, just for the sake of kind of getting into gaming. And I just thought I'd pick up any old controller at the Source, which is our sort of equivalent of a Radio Shack store. But Michelle was with me, and she asked them if they had something with a steering wheel on it. I thought, well, somebody's thinking. And I thought of that too, but often I don't bother looking for my ideal. I tend to sell myself short at times. So they had one, but it was discontinued, and that particular store, which is our regular store, didn't have it. So they said they'd have it at another store. And this is a bit of a story, which I will try to talk about as I'm unpacking this rather large box, which that will be of significance later on. The box is about 10 inches deep. So from front to back, 10 inches. About 15 or so inches left to right. And I would guess it's at least a foot high. Excuse the imperial, but that is the language I speak. No offense to anybody who does metric. I don't know what that is in millimeters or centimeters or any of that. But it's a fairly big box. It even has a handle on it for easy carrying. And there's probably about 10 pounds of stuff in it. It's supposed to be a steering wheel with a gear shift and pedals and the whole nine yards. I don't know how that's going to look, but I'm going to find out when I start opening it. Continue the story. So they had this at another store. Well, we decided to check it out. We waited a while, phoned that store. It was under renovation, so we had to wait a while longer. But eventually, this came down to yesterday when we started to decided we were going to go and have a look at this thing. Uh-oh, that could be bad news. There's a disc in here. Software and instructions. That's okay. That may be okay. I just hope it's workable. It's supposed to work with the PC. It's also supposed to work with the PlayStation. But I may need more help than just anticipated to configure this. Anyway, moving along, I can see the steering wheel part of the controller, and the steering wheel is probably about an 8-inch wheel, and it's fairly high, so I think they've got this all built as one piece, which is kind of interesting. They've got it all well packed in this styrofoam, which is molded to it. I'm thinking the whole thing just comes right out of the box, so that's what I'm going to do, is try to lift it out. There's no real handle, so I'm hoping I can get a hold of perhaps the pieces of styrofoam felt. Perhaps not. That's better. I got it by the wheel. Oh my. Okay. It's out of the box. I'm peeling the styrofoam off. Horrible noise. Do this nicely so that in case it has to get packed in there. There's a reason I can still do that. Goodness. So, I will get to describing it as soon as I finish my story. My goodness, this thing is huge. The gear shift appears to have poked its way through the wrap already. I'm not sure
sure what that is. There looks like to be a rotary control of sorts. I'm not sure. There's a couple of rotary controls here. Of course, the steering wheel. It's all in a big plastic bag right now. But along with the story, go to the source. Well, we phoned ahead and asked them to put it aside for us. Which they did. We get there. They look around. Can't find it. First they thought that they weren't clear on where it was put. So eventually they come back and say that it was stolen. Now, this is where I mentioned the big box. I would think somebody would notice. Yes, they were very busy that day. I will concede that. They were quite busy. But a box like I described should have been quite noticeable walking out the door. But, okay, they didn't have it, so they didn't have it. And they said, well, try the Kingsway store. And I said, well, they sent us here. Or Michelle did. But they called, and sure enough, it was there. The corrupt controller. So we went back there. Picked it up. Cost me all of $10. I was amazed. And so, here it is. I think for now I'm just going to boo about the rest of unpacking it, because I don't want to go plug in that software into my computer without knowing specifically what it does. I need some sighted assistance for reading manuals and such like. There's a series of controls on the steering wheel. It looks like there's a regular sort of game controller built into this. As I say, it has the gear shift. It moves forward and backward, makes that clicking noise. It's sprung in the middle. So I just pushed it forward, then released it. And you can pull it backward to do the same thing. Activates a different switch. And it doesn't move left, but it will move right. So I'm suspecting that would have to do with gear changing. There's a rotary knob, and this is at the right of the control. As the steering wheel faces you, it looks like a volume control, but I don't think that would be what it does. I'm totally ignorant with these games. There are a couple of switches on the back of the steering wheel, kind of like flippers. You reach behind the wheel and pull them towards you. There looks like a joystick at the left of the wheel, kind of at the 9 o'clock position, well, as I've got the wheel now, but it's sprung into the position where the bottom spoke is 6 o'clock. There's a couple of buttons on it. There's a button in the center, which I suspect is usable for horn or whatever you would use that for, I don't know. Yeah, you can turn the wheel left and right. Looks like a panel in the top that opens up. Kind of an odd-shaped thing. There's a light or something at the left. I still haven't figured out what this rotary thing is. Or if it is. But I think that's about all I can tell you for this, Boo. How would I describe the shape of this? It looks like a rounded triangle, the plastic pieces, with some controls on the left and on the right. It looks like this thing can plug in online. Looks like a phone jack in it on the left. But the steering wheel comes out of what would be the flat part of it. And of course, you got the USB cable. I think that'll be your primary connect. The thing has suction cups, so you can actually stick it to whatever surface. The control itself is probably a foot left to right. Maybe more, probably 15 inches actually, so the box might have even slightly been larger. And front to back, that's probably a foot. There's these little protective cup things that are underneath the suction cups. I don't know if they're just there for protection. But, as I say, without any sort of background on these things, I'm going to have to stop here and let you know as I find out. I'll do a boo once I've got it all. Once I've had a go with Michelle at looking at instructions and figuring out what that software disk does. Take care, bye for now, and thanks for listening.